Let's find a comfortable position. Maybe you want to rock side to side or front and back. Kind of root down into your cushion or your chair. Let's have some full exhales. Beginning to arrive into this moment. You can close your eyes or lower your gaze, whatever helps you to feel more present, and you can bring the awareness inward. Feel the feet. Maybe the feet are resting on the ground, or the lower legs are resting on the ground. Just feeling the connection to the earth through the feet and lower legs. And feel the seat, feel your body pressing down into the cushion or the chair. We have physical form, and that physical form has weight. That weight is in relationship with the earth. It's just resting down into that connection with the earth. Let the belly soften. Let the shoulders soften. Let them be broad. Let the back of the neck open and lengthen. That may bring the chin down and in a little bit. Let the face relax. Sensing into all the little muscles around the eyes and the eyes themselves. Softening. The brow can be smooth. The ears and all the muscles around the ears. Just releasing. Oh, we get to rest into this moment. Letting our loving awareness be with the breath as the breath moves the body. From here, let's use our mind to observe the mind. So we can let the mind be wide and spacious, open like the sky. And as our thoughts arise, as they inevitably will, we can notice them and gently, lovingly, non-judgmentally label them with a kind of an internal whisper. planning or remembering. Or problem solving. Just let there be a kind of broad category of thinking. Noticing what form the thoughts come in. If there are pictures, we hear a voice, we see words, maybe it's like watching a movie, maybe we feel them in the body. Notice a space between thoughts. You can rest into that quiet. Feel the body breathing. Meeting the thoughts as soon as we notice them, with an attitude of kindness, just gently labeling them, remembering. Fantasizing, just continuing to label, maybe they shift into something else. And then when they subside, returning to rest with the movement of the body as it breathes. Your brow be smooth. Let your ears relax. Shoulders can be soft, and the belly can spill open. Loving awareness. Maybe you can even find an inner smile as we practice this. Some part of your inner landscape that's a little amused by this practice. Body like a mountain, breath like the breeze, mind like the sky. We come to the end of this meditation and let the mind go wide and the awareness be open. We've been studying the thoughts and the movements of the mind, but we can also feel the sensations of the body. And hear the sounds around us. Three sounds of the bell. Maybe you like to deepen the breath. Maybe some part of your body wants to move. Maybe some wiggling or twisting. Turning to look behind you. Opening your eyes once it feels ready, maybe a big stretch. Look around your space. You can notice the colors and the shapes. And then we will move into our drawing practice. So today we're working and playing with repetitive mark making. So we will, let's begin by pulling up a fresh piece of paper. And we're gonna begin with finding different kinds of pattern, basically, that as this way of focusing the mind on repeating shapes. But there's a huge language of pattern, such a wide variety of different shapes we can make. So let's begin by drawing 9 squares on your page. And we'll create 9 different patterns.
Do you recommend any particular color or medium?
Thank you. I think to begin, it's great to begin simple. So actually I think pen or one of the pens, I'm going to just use black. If you're called to particular, you can pick one color, but let's just start with one color. So we have, and don't worry, you can see, I like to really not worry about the perfectness of the squares. Okay, so we're gonna play with 3 different kinds of pattern. I like to call these, I'm gonna write them on mine, you don't need to write them on yours, but one is linear, one is grid, and one is organic. So a linear, oh my gosh, I don't mean linear, I mean radial. So let's start with radial. My favorite radial version is to make a dot. I like to have it off center. And then you can begin with like a kind of a leaf shape, like that. Let me see if I can zoom in a little for you. Zoom. There we go. So you have a kind of a leaf or a teardrop, and yours might be rounder, might be kind of sharper. We're gonna do this a bunch of times so you can experiment with different variations on the shape. But then make another one that's connected by one of the points. This is going to be like kind of like a flower or a star. And really, don't worry about it being perfect. I find that the little variations are what make these patterns alive and interesting. So we can aim ourselves toward making them about the same. And then as they shift, as we draw, that's exciting and fun. Okay, so once we've made one kind of complete round, then we'll make another layer. And so here we start kind of halfway down and we make the same shape, but it's like it's peeking out from behind. And it really helps here to make sure that the far tip of the petal sticks out further than the first round. So better to have it be a little too long than too short. It gets really confusing if it gets short. So make your way around. Until we have kind of 2 rounds of petals reaching out a little further. And then the third round, it's gonna line up the center line. Here, I'll draw a line even. Let's say that this is the center line of that original shape. The third round is going to line up with that like so. So it gets a little wider, it gets a little bigger, but this center line is lining up. So we work our way around. So we're starting kind of midway from the previous round of leaves. And the tip points out further. And then we repeat. So we just make our way around and around and around. And you'll notice that the shape is going to shift a little. It's going to be asymmetrical. And you can begin to kind of feel the language of it, the rhythm. And we'll keep going until we reach the edges of our square. So you can notice as you're making your way around the relationship with the thinking of making the pattern. And you can especially notice what inner voices may arise. You can notice if your body tenses, if you start frowning. And it's not like it's bad to frown, you know. I frown when I'm concentrating. Just noticing what arises. Maybe it's fun is arising, amusement. Okay, so that's radial. Let's move on to grid. So with grid, we can, and if you're not finished with that one, that's okay. But you have the sense of it, and you can come back to the one that's your most favorite. So with the grid, let's even use the same shape. So again, I like to start off center for whatever reason. We'll just make a vertically oriented, this little leaf or teardrop or whatever it is. And I'm gonna make a line of them. Just lining up longitudinally. And again, here's like, oh wow, we can really see the variation here. One's longer, one's fatter. Great. And then the next row, I'm just gonna offset them a little. So the body, the curved part, can kind of take up that space on the previous line. And we continue on, just making this is kind of an offset grid. You could do a straight up grid where they're just perfectly aligned. But once you feel like you have the kind of the rhythm of how the shapes fit together, then you can notice, you can remember to relax your face. can check your hand, see if maybe you don't need to grip as much. You can notice what your other hand is doing, if that can relax. And notice what thoughts are arising, if any. You've done a few rows. You could experiment with a scale. So you could try doing one that's one row that's way bigger than the others. And then maybe it's fun to do one like as though they were continuing behind that big one. So they're kind of overlapping with your big one, but there's a kind of wallpaper behind. This whole time where the body is breathing. Face can be soft, and there can be an attitude of curiosity. Of amusement. Of enjoying. Okay, so that's a grid. Let's move on to organic. Scoochie scoochie. Okay. So now organic, we'll work with the same shape. So you can randomly draw your little leaf. And then this is going to get wild. We draw another leaf and it's touching that first leaf somewhere. They're connected in some way. And now you're going to draw a third one and you can have it connected to the second one. Maybe it's connected in the same way. Maybe it's slightly different. And we just keep growing and finding ways that they're connected to each other. Okay, so mine is, this is the kind of pattern making that I do all day. And what I find really interesting is that when you keep going, like, okay, so I just made that one and it turned into a kind of a vine. But now I've reached the edge of the grid or the edge of my box and I wonder what's next. So I need to feel into the pattern. I can continue up here, but then maybe the rule of how they're touching each other is gonna shift. But as long as each one, as long, the kind of the rule of this pattern is it's touching the previous one. Each leaf is touching the previous. And then we can kind of follow it around the page where it leads us. face be soft. Feel the body breathing. We're continually cultivating an inner feeling of kindness, of loving awareness. Again, it can be interesting here to play with scale. So maybe all of a sudden, maybe the leaves get really tiny. You can experiment with getting just as small as you can imagine making them for a little while. And then let them get big. Maybe they get bigger gradually, maybe all of a sudden, a massive one. Maybe a bunch of massive ones. How does that affect this language that we're engaging with? Okay, so that's organic pattern making. And we don't know, I mean, with all of these, we don't really know what they're going to look like at the end. Okay, so now let's come up with some more different kinds of mark making. So we just explored with these leaf shapes. And just look around your space. You're like, what shapes do you see? Like, okay, I see a light bulb. That's somewhat similar to a leaf shape, but it, you know, if I was going to really simplify it, it could be like this, or maybe I would simplify it even more to have it be a pointed shape, more like a teardrop. And then I could do all three of these. I could do a radial with the teardrop. Now that would look like this. I can do a grid with the teardrop. And I can do an organic with the teardrop. And let's see, what else do I see around my space? There's just circles. There's straight up circles where we can do radial. How would you do radial with circles? It could be concentric. Although, spoiler alert, we're going to do concentric circles next week. So how else could it be? It could be doing radial kind of mandala style. And then a grid of circles and organic circles. So looking around the space, what other shapes do you see? And then you can simplify into these different patterns. You can also do lines. Like here, I can do just straight up. So you're finding new ways of engaging these patterns. The radial, the grid, and the organic. As we're drawing, we notice the breath. And we notice what the mental landscape is. We notice judging is arriving. We can just say, oh, that's judgment. That's the inner critic. Hello. And know that that's normal. See if we can bring the sense of compassion, of acceptance, and just letting ourselves be in the pattern making. Notice what kind of rules are emerging. It's like, what are the principles that are guiding this pattern? And are they shifting? You can play with scale. And you can play with introducing some of the other pens you have. Maybe you introduce a different color. Or maybe you introduce a thinner or a thicker line. So that we're working in the same system, but we've added a kind of a new vocabulary to the language through color or through the thickness of the line. Notice that your body is breathing. If you can find that inner smile, not that you're asking yourself to smile, but finding somewhere in yourself that is already smiling. If you're playing with scale, can you really push it? Like, make one that's so tiny. Maybe fitting in between. And then also one that's so big. Maybe it doesn't even fit. It's just an implication of how big it is. Also notice if you're trying to get this done. That's one that comes up a lot for me. I notice that I'm kind of hurrying. I gotta get this drawing done. When I notice that, I sometimes stop and look around the room, roll my shoulders and take a breath, set my pen down and shake out my hand. Sometimes I just fully stop and take a break. And sometimes just noticing is enough. Just slow down and enjoy this mark that I'm making right now. You notice that you're enjoying one shape or one form, one of the forms of the pattern the most, you can make more in that way, in that form. One more detail I'll add, more factor, is that it can be really nice to return back, like let's say we return to the radial one, to go back and add another language. So this one, we started with these leaf shapes, but I could go back and add maybe with a different thickness of line or a different color. Maybe I add a central spine, or I add some little dots. Basically adding a little detail. Or you can add some shading. That can also be really interesting. Can you be with each mark that you're making? To be aware of the beginning of the mark, aware of the ending of the mark. Okay, if you're loving this, you can stay with it. And you can just be listening, or you can switch over. And this is going to be a little preparation for next week. Next week, we're going to make some concentric circles. And you may or may not know that I'm in the midst of a 100-day challenge where I'm making a painting a day for 100 days. And they're all based in concentric circles. Concentricity. So we're gonna make one of these, and I have found that it's really delightful to do this on color. So you can either do this right now or sometime this week. We'll just make a circle. Oops, get my paper organized here. We'll just make a kind of a color field of a color field. So you could do this with markers, actually. But probably with a light color. I'm gonna use these are natural pigment watercolors by this wonderful indigenous Canadian artist whose last name is Beam Paints. Highly recommend them if you wanna look those up. I think it's best to just start with a light color that we can draw on in black. If you have some white pens or some metallic pens, it'll draw on a dark color and that feels exciting. You're of course welcome to do that too. So. Just getting some paint on my brush. And then I'll start in the center and just make a kind of spiral going outward. And this is, again, really the point is to enjoy painting and the kind of simplicity of putting color on paper. And the point is just to make a color field. So it could be very even, it could be very uneven. Like so. So you can make a couple of those sometime this week. Okay, so if you are happily still drawing, great. Keep on drawing.